Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. I want to super duper welcome you. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. We have got a great show for you today. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. But before we jump to that, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. B.
Hiya.
And I want to give a shout out to all of you. I do have an announcement to make. Just a quick one, but an important one. You just heard the show that Amy did in reference to, you know, green building. One of the things I want to just point out to you all that, you know, the land that we have, especially here in the Pacific Northwest, it is of amazing value. And what I mean by that is the beauty that is here in the Pacific Northwest is beautiful because the folks here believe in preserving the land. And I want to just give a shout out for the people in Bothell, and that is Bothell, Washington. If you've not heard of Bothell before, Bothell, Washington. And the reason I want to do that is because there has been a piece of land in Bothell, a very beautiful protected piece of land that may be lost. And, you know, if you could imagine, I would like you to imagine for a moment this lush natural park within walking distance in Bothell. And Bothell is a place that is growing. But this is a place where trees grow that are over 100 years old and where wildlife thrives. And this is a dream that is very, very close to realization. Now, the folks in Bothell who have gone through an enormous effort to save this land have put out a special request. For those of you guys out there, on the 29th, there will be a fundraiser. And that fundraiser is to make sure that you come on board and take a look at who's involved to try to save this forest. And then also what you can do. And it's an enormous fundraiser. So I want to make sure that all of you out there know that Jeannie Robinson, president of Friends of North Creek Forest, is putting this out there and that there is an opportunity for you guys to go to this fundraiser and, you know, step up. If you want more information about it, please send me an email at info@thedrpatshow.com and I'll make sure I send you some information. But the other thing you could do is you could go to the website friendsnorthcreekforest.org, friendsnorthcreekforest.org. Very, very important, and people doing good work in the world. That's what today's show is about as well. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. It has been an honor for all of us here on the Dr. Pat Show to be able to take this journey with Dr. Friedemann. You know, today we get to talk with him about one of many, many topics we have talked about before. But we get to share in his success of his book, success of what he's done to help people across the globe. For those of you out there, you've been listening to him on the Dr. Pat Show and on Transformation Talk Radio for years. His amazing best-selling book, award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, has been taking on a life of its own. But today, we want to invite all of you to join us in a different conversation about reality. Dr. Friedemann is also the founder of Cellular Wisdom, and we're going to hear more about that. But for those of you out there that have not heard about his work before, what I want to say is that he has been and continues to be one of the most sought after, you know, people on the planet to help all of us get unstuck. whether you need something that needs to be healed, whether you need an obstacle in your life to be removed, this is the person that our listeners has been going to for years. Dr. Friedman, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you very much. It has been a while. Finally, I'm back, so that feels really nice.
Where'd
you
go, dude?
I don't know.
Where you been? You're taking a little, as they say, you've been taking a little holiday.
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly.
I know.
A little break.
You took a little break, but you've been busy. You've still been busy.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I want to ask you. Today's show is, can we choose our reality? That's what our topic is. Can we choose our reality? There are a lot of places we could start with the conversation, but I want to start with the way that, you know, this has been described. And here are some of the questions that you ask. Do you sometimes struggle with reality or feel like a victim of your circumstances? There is no question that some situations like losing our job, financial troubles, a serious health issue can make us feel powerless and stuck. Or all of the above, because I know that the listeners listening to this show, I know we got some people out there that all of those, they would have to check all the boxes, Dr. Friedman. But the question is, what is the reality? Is it facts-based? Can you deny it or argue it? Now, let's talk about this, because if you're somebody that's looking at your bank account and you see actually a negative balance, there's a reality to that. But there's
right.
other things that we lay on top of it. So let's have a chit-chat, you and I, about what this reality thing is. What is reality?
Well, you know, I mean, Einstein called reality an illusion, and I think he had some good reasons to say that.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, you know, your reality right now where you're sitting and my reality where I'm sitting is completely different, although we are sharing this time together. You know, it's always fascinating to me when I hear, you know, stories like recently they found a tribe, someone in the Amazon in the jungle who was completely secluded and still lived like, you know, thousands and thousands of years before. And so nothing had really changed for them. And in their reality, there is no internet and there is no plane and there is no car and all of those things don't really exist. So ultimately, reality is really what we are aware of and what we pay attention to. You know, and we all had this experience, you know, where you come home and, you know, you say, well, the house looks really great. And then your spouse said, well, this is a pigsty. I can't believe how it looks like. And, you know, it's the same place. But you are in different frames of your mind and you have different levels of what you focus on in awareness. And that has a lot to do with how we are shaping and creating our reality.
So part of this is really taking a look at, you know, the many, many things that show up in our lives. And I think this is really a kind of a good place to start, right? You know, it's to start with the conversation of how we build these stories up, you know, how we come to the place where we think for sure, Dr. Friedman, you know, we're absolutely convinced that, you know, a situation is real and that it is hopeless and that there is an illness that I have that I can't get rid of. Whatever that is, we are like, we would bet the house on it. You know what I'm saying?
I had it in medical school all the time.
Yeah.
I definitely had, you know, 10 or 15 different forms of deadly illnesses.
Oh.
And, you know, after a week, they were all gone. But I went through it. And, you know, many people that go through medical school know how that feels when you are so in a topic of something that you actually take on the symptoms yourself. Yeah, absolutely. We do this all the time. We are convinced that our perception is reality and that this is correct. And I see this often with clients I'm working with. You know, the first session we talk about their stuckness, and then, you know, there is almost like a clinging on to the reality that they're struggling with. You know, there was a client that told me that in his reality, he cannot approach his job, you know, from a calm, confident place because in his field, it's expected from him that he's stressed, that he gives it 110%,
right.
That he is always vigilant, that he is always anxious. This is how he built his very successful career. And it's impossible for him to let go of that. So that really was the starting point. And today I talked to him, and he has, you know, this one big, huge event that happens once a year.
Yeah.
And everyone around him is freaking out, and things are not going well, and everything is somehow, you know, falling apart. And he's calm like a cucumber and says, you know what, it's just not worth it. I have done this many times. I know it's going to work out. There are a lot of talented people. I just know it's going to be fine, and I know that it's not worth my, you know, my energy and being sick for a week afterwards to put it all in there. And I'm sure it's going to be the best event ever because his energy has shifted so much. I mean, his energy has so much shifted that people continuously ask him, did you have some Botox or something? You look so different. You look so much younger. And he didn't have anything. It was just that finally he was able to get unstuck from this stress reality. But see, it's really the fog of the mind that allows us only to look so far. And we have to work on letting this fog get blown out of our mind. And there are certain ways we can talk about how to do this. But we have to first become aware of whatever we think is real is only a very small fraction of the possibilities that are out there.
Well, I mean, isn't this by the very nature of us choosing something, meaning that if I choose to believe that my life is really going nowhere, you know, because of maybe the way my relationship is, my bank account is, my body is, you know, when I step into this, you know, place of there are no possibilities, I will never get better. You know, we shut out all of the opportunities and possibilities that may be in front of us. The other thing I would love to talk with you about when we come back is this idea, this notion that, you know, we don't know how or cannot reframe our reality. I've heard so many people, I think you've heard people say, what's the point, Dr. Friedman? You know, what's the point of doing that? How can I be sure that it really works? Well, let's talk about that and a whole bunch of other things when we come back. Dr. Friedman Schaub is in the house. I want to mention to everyone, if you want to find out more about him and certainly get a copy of his book if you don't have it, go to the Fear and Anxiety Solution website, or you could go to cellularwisdom.com or the Fear and Anxiety Solution.com. Places for you to get free guided exercises, a complimentary telephone consultation, which he has been doing for years. Go ahead and like him on Facebook and connect with Dr. Friedman. When we come back, we'll be talking about reality, yes or no. Are you really in control of it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The quantum vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. My friend and colleague, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, is joining us here for what I believe right now is one of the most important conversations we can have. You know, a part of the fear and anxiety solution, as I think you'll hear about here in a minute, is really understanding how fear and anxiety runs our lives. And what does it mean when we show up and we don't see any other way, any other possibility, any other reality? No other reality. Can other people hold the faith for us where we are not able to hold it for them, for ourselves? And I have to tell you, if it wasn't for other people holding the faith for me at points in time in my life, I don't know that I would even be here today. But Dr. Friedemann, thank you for joining us. I want to talk about this in terms of, you know, setting the reality, a baseline for things. Even though there have been points in time in my life where, you know, my faith has not been fueled by my passion, there have been moments where other people were able to, you know, carry the baton in certain directions. But I don't know that I've ever lost my faith or belief in what I wanted to create. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So here's my question to you. What's the relationship between reality, conviction, and belief? Bam, well, for that question.
Well, I think, you know, when you, like we talked about, see reality as basically a perception and an awareness, and that can shift, and that certainly also depends on what we are paying attention to and what we are focusing on, beliefs play a major role in that. Beliefs basically are, let's say, reality filters. Because when you do have a belief that says, well, I will never amount to anything, all you can see are the failures that are confirming this belief. It's quite amazing how beliefs work, and even beliefs that are not even lifelong beliefs, you know, the core beliefs that somehow got programmed into your mind when you were little, they are even short-term beliefs. There was a study about, where people were talking about self-fulfilling prophecies, and they were actually studying the effect of heat on people and the pain level that they will gain or that they will receive from a little heat pump that was attached to their fingers. And it was always the same sequence. So first it was a little tiny amount of heat, then it was a stronger, and then was the strongest, and the strongest gave the most pain. Now, the next day, the people came back, and they were expecting that the same thing going to happen again, so the low level will start, and then middle, and then high. But the researchers switched it around. And every time the people that were tested were asked, so how is your pain level? And it turned out whatever the people were expecting, that's what they were writing down. So the first impulse, the first heat, was always as shown as, well, this doesn't really hurt very much. And the last one was always the one that hurt the most, although the warmth was actually just often the opposite. So they started with the highest heat at the beginning and the lowest heat at the end. But it was the expectation. It was that what the beliefs would happen. That's what they perceived. And that was the pain level that they felt. So there is something for us to really learn from something like that, that we need to really analyze our beliefs. Do we have reality filters that make us look only at the empty bank account? and not look at the worthiness that we have because we're very talented, we are hardworking, we have had a lot of success in the past. We have been hearing from people that say, you know, you have so much to offer. Anybody that's going to hire you is lucky to have you. Are we focusing on those things? Or are we focusing on, you know, that we got the pink slip and that we don't have an income right now? And are we expecting this just to get worse and worse because somehow we feel on that level of the belief that life is difficult, that I cannot succeed, that somehow I don't have what it takes? So beliefs are major, major factors in how we create the reality. And unfortunately, beliefs are not something we are often consciously aware of. We have to really understand that beliefs are installed in the level of the subconscious, which is why I think it's so important to take the subconscious into consideration when we are changing our reality.
Well, and, you know, let's talk a little bit about the subconscious, if we could. I know that we've done a lot of different shows on this, and certainly you cover it beautifully in your book. But let's talk about the kind of emotions that, you know, we hear things like, Dr. Friedman, emotional roller coaster ride, or we feel like, I could feel that in my gut, you know, and yet we still go ahead and do something that we feel in our gut doesn't feel right. Right.
Right.
You know,
right.
And so I wanted to ask you, is that, how should I say it? Is that gut feeling or that intuition? Is that a facet of ourself, of our subconscious?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the subconscious is basically the place where our emotions are created, but it is also the place where we get intuition from, where we get these, you know, these intuitive hits from. This is the right thing to do. I don't know why, but somehow that needs to be the direction that I'm going to go. So the challenge with that is sometimes that we have these gut feelings that are driven by emotions like anxiety, insecurity, and then sometimes you have these gut feelings that are coming more from, you know, almost like a wiser part of your subconscious mind that can put all the factors together and say, well, this is actually the best choice for you to take, even if you feel intellectually it doesn't make sense. That's sometimes a challenge. And when we are loaded with anxiety and insecurity, it often, you know, almost like drowns out our intuitive awareness, and certainly helpful to first be able to overcome this anxiety so that you also can tune into more your intuition. But, you know, the subconscious is the source of those reality filters. It's often, you know, when you look at your reality and you ask your, you know, someone who loves you or your friend, you know, how do you see the situation? You may get a whole different, you know, response or perception. And even though intellectually you may understand this, you have on a subconscious level these filters that make you feel and perceive yourself in often limiting ways. And by removing those filters, which you actually can start doing yourself, that's not something where you need brain surgery for. This is actually something that we can all learn and learn how to work with the subconscious. You literally open up your awareness and you let more information from the overall reality come to you, information that often shows you possibilities and potential that certainly can help you to move forward and get unstuck.
Well, and you know, part of this is really, for a lot of people, it's really not entertaining failure. You know, someone said to me the other day, Dr. Friedman, you've known me a long time now. You know, Dr. Friedman Chow, for those of you out there, the founder of Cellular Wisdom, you know, he's been a regular on the Dr. Pat Show for almost as long as we've had the show. This is our 10th year anniversary. And, you know, one of the things that's really interesting is that people entertain the notion of creating a reality, but at the same time don't entertain the notion of creativity. And I want to talk with you about that, because I think Einstein, you know, and many, many others have talked about imagination. And you know this, Dr. Friedman. Well, maybe you don't. I don't know about you as a kid, but as a kid, I had a really crazy, wild imagination, right? And I had to, I had to see myself, you know, outside of the Bronx, outside of growing up in the projects. I had to have an idea of something like that, right? And so, you know, the idea of looking at life differently and then being involved in fantasy that we all grow up with sometimes, well, not all, but some people grow up with that as children. But yet we don't really play in that arena. Do you know what I'm trying to say? It's like, let you and I have a moment when we come back from break where we talk about how we can create our reality. And what happens when we put self-inflicted limits on it, right? Mm-hmm. So, by the way, here we are. We're sitting here. And, you know, if you're in the human potential field, raise your hand out there, anybody that ever thought or dreamed about being on Oprah, okay? Because it had some meaning. Now, raise your hand again if after that thought you thought, oh, that's never going to happen. And this is just one idea. I mean, there are many others. You know, there are things like I would love to do good in the world, but I, you know, but that's not going to happen because I don't have the money to do good in the world. So isn't this like a little trick conversation where we're not allowing ourselves to use our imagination to create a reality? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, there is definitely a critical mind that often holds us back. And, you know, people say that's the ego, that's the part that just says no, you know, that's your inner critic, well, you shouldn't listen to it, but it's still a part of you that has some reasons to be there, and we can certainly address that after the break, because I think that's an important part, that once you get that side of you on board with creating reality, you're off and running.
And that's really what we want this to be about. All of us want to be running towards our dreams, not away from them. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that and much more about reality. Dr. Friedman's going to take us on a journey, help us out with how we can, each and every one of us, create our lives, the lives we want. You know, Dr. Friedman, we're getting ready to launch Call to Shine. That is, and you've heard me talk about this many, many years. You know, that's actually the name of my new book coming out and so forth. And the tagline we came up with was fascinating. And someone asked me about the tagline. We don't even have the website up. And they said to me, you know, what does that even mean? And I said, here it is. Living an epic life is our birthright. And I was on the plane. A guy turned around, looked at me, and he said, honey, you're in fantasy land. Let's talk about that when we come back. We'll be right back with the show because Dr. Freedom's going to take us down the road of fantasy land to create the reality of abundance. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. For those of you out there, if you have not got a copy of his amazing book, now his book has won multiple awards. You're also going to be able to, read about Dr. Friedemann, and we're going to give you some information about a magazine that you're going to be able to read about him in. But the book has now won multiple awards. It's The Fear and Anxiety Solution. It is an amazing book. I love it. And many of you have loved it as well. Beyond all of that, if you really are stuck, you can work with Dr. Friedemann. It doesn't matter where you live. And he will help you get unstuck, as he has done so many times with so many people, many of whom have been on the show with us. Dr. Friedemann, thank you so much for joining me here today. You know, before the break, I shared a whole lot about reality, imagination, fantasy, and so forth. And, I think my comment had to do with what does it mean to create that reality in the most unprecedented way? I don't know about you, but there have been times where I have set the stage for my reality and it was limited and I didn't even know it. So can you talk to that for a little bit?
You know, I'm not necessarily opposed to that because I feel, I talked recently to a client and she went through a very ugly divorce and she was very resentful in her reality and she was very victimized. And she felt basically her life was over and all that she could focus on was anger and anxiety. But then she made very quickly the next step forward, which was realizing that actually she can forgive and she can let go and she can see this as an opportunity to learn more about herself. But when I asked her, so could you imagine being in a really fulfilling relationship, in a relationship where you can be yourself, in a relationship where you feel actually your desires and your needs are met, she couldn't go there yet. She wasn't really able to see that. So, and that's where, you know, the analogy of the fog is so poignant because sometimes the fog is lifting, but it's not completely gone. You're not really yet on top of the mountain where you can see the whole landscape and you can choose where you want to go. So it's okay when we are creating our realities through, for example, imagination and setting some kind of goals to have intermediate goals. Because when we set our goals too high, sometimes they actually feel more like a weight that is pushing down on us. Then it's something that really gives us some momentum to move forward. You know, if you ask somebody who is broke, well, how would it be to be a millionaire? Well, you know, that seems so far out of reach that it doesn't really feel that they ever can get there. It's like, you know, somebody who needs to lose 100 pounds, just the idea of losing 100 pounds, which is kind of losing almost the person, seems too much out of reach and it blocks you. But if you say, hey, what about you having actually an income that allows you to pay your bills? And what about losing 10 pounds? That may be a reality that people can, you know, hold on to and really move forward to create it. So I think there is some, you know, really importance in visualizing and imagining your reality in a way that you feel positive, excited, and doable, and not just just, you know, this is amazing, but I don't think I can have it.
Well, I think, you know, part of that is also making sure that, and this is really, you know, something I want to talk to you about, because, you know, for me, if I don't have a higher order goal, those little goals, they're meaningless for me. I don't know whether it's my personality or what it is. But what I hear you saying is, look, if you're going to have that epic goal, right, how about setting some milestones so that you can achieve something here? You know what I'm saying? I love that idea.
No,
of,
absolutely. Yeah. You can. I think it's wonderful to have these higher epic goals. Absolutely. But, you know, see the stepping stones along the way and then focus on the stepping stones to get there. And you know, that's what I find with this little process that I, you know, wrote about, that is a process to shift your reality. It's like a three-step process where everyone can actually start taking their reality in their own hands. Keep in mind, your reality is that what you choose to focus on, that what you choose to pay attention to. So let's say you have just really a bad job, or you know, a relationship that doesn't fulfill you, or you don't have enough money, or things that really seem to limit you. And you have been focusing on that. And of course, the more you focus on this, the more it becomes all-consuming, all that you can think about, all that you feel like is defining who you are. So the first step is simply to redirect your mind, redirect your thinking. And, you know, instead of saying I don't have money, or I don't have love, or I'm not really worthy, just really state the opposite. State the opposite, even though it may find, you know, you may find, well, that's not true, I'm saying, you know, lies to myself. It doesn't matter. It's quite amazing how actually our subconscious mind takes on directions when they come consistently. You don't have to believe that I have the ability to make money. I am a loving person. I know that I can choose my reality. Those things don't need to yet be, you know, your full belief. But if you are seeing that my mind goes off in the wrong direction and I'm just going to direct it in the other direction, there is something happening internally that's almost like a confusion. Your mind is, you know, wondering, so what is actually now the path to go? Is it the old, you know, path that is, you know, has deep grooves and just leads into the pit? Or is it this other thing, this other path that sees, looks more positive and more light? So what you have is already a choice. What you have is giving your mind a new map, a new direction. And that in itself can be very empowering and very positive. And then we go to that, what you have been, you know, talking about, the fiction or the, you know, the fantasy world. You actually take your time every day to visualize what that new direction would look like, how you would feel, how it would be something that, you know, would have ripple effects into other aspects of your life. Just like, you know, be enthralled in it. Don't make it like something that's boring. Don't hold yourself back, you know, with a little sneer. Well, yeah, that's all just wishful thinking. Realize that you are actually on a neurological way creating new pathways as you're thinking, pathways that make your mind look for that, what you're envisioning. I mean, athletes know that. You know, Michael Jordan is a good example. He actually got kicked out of his high school team because he was just not good enough. But, you know, did that stop him? Obviously not. And he was a person who was visualizing his shots and who was visualizing his dribbles. And, you know, when you really, Michael Phelps was always visualizing his swim.
Yeah.
That is something that you know is actually affecting your whole physiology. So then when the situation comes where there is an opportunity to create this reality, like making that perfect shot, like winning a gold medal, like finding that right job for you, then you will be ready, because then you can see it. You know, it's like your mind becomes like one of those little truffle dogs, you know, that it's looking for that, what you actually want. And so rehearsing is something that's so powerful. Visualizing, being in this world of quote-unquote fantasy, is not a waste of time. It is actually laying out a whole new map of possibilities for you.
You know, it's really interesting. It reminds me of a little short story for me. I grew up with motorcycles all my life. My dad used to build them. I can't even remember how old I was before I got on my first two-wheeled motor kind of thing. You know, don't ask me how that even happened. But my dad used to build them. He built one of the first trikes ever. And so we grew up with this. And I always imagined for myself having a particular kind of motorcycle, Dr. Friedman. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just for those of you out there, don't get offended, but it was a Harley Davidson, you know. And part of that conversation was I had to try on a few of these. And what I mean by that, it's one thing to imagine it, but how does it actually feel to be on it? And, you know, what do you discover when you're on it? Do you really want that? Is that the bike for you? Is that the thing that really, you know, fulfills your dream? And we don't try things on enough. You know what I'm saying? We don't try it on. And I think what I hear you saying is, you know, part of the process is you got to step it in and you got to try this on. Try your dream on. How does it feel for you? Is this the dream? And you know this story, and so do I. Is this the dream you really want, Dr. Friedman? Or maybe is this the dream your family wants, your husband, your wife wants, your kids wants for you? When we come back, we're going to be getting some tips and advice from Dr. Friedman at how to begin creating this reality in a way where we can baseline, benchmark, and check off the results. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you, because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Dr. Friedemann Chalb is in the house. I love our little in-between break conversations, our little chit-chats we have. They're very, very cool. For more information, you could find out about Dr. Friedemann. We're going to give you a phone number as well, but you can go to cellularwisdom.com or you could go to the fearandanxietysolution.com. And for those of you that just can't get enough of him, like I can't get enough of him, in the current issue of O Magazine, you'll find he is a contributing author in there. Dr. Friedemann, tell us a little bit about the magazine article.
Well, it's about worries. And, you know, I was also creating somehow the reality because since ever I have decided to write a book, I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to somehow get featured on Oprah or get, you know, somehow into a magazine. And lo and behold, through my dear friend Beth Grossman, she arranged that possibility. I got interviewed, and now it's in the current issue of Oprah Magazine, a little piece that is about worrying and how to deal with worrying. So I'm very grateful, but it's also, you know, something where I just feel once again, and this is kind of the step that we have been missing to talk about, you know, after the redirecting your mind and rehearsing, the step that really seals the deal is the reinforcement. You know, when you are doing your visualizations and when you do the setting, you know, the direction of your mind, and then things happen, you have to really celebrate it. You have to anchor it into your body and say, you know, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I know it's possible. And your mind, especially your subconscious, wants to please you. So it will look for more of those great little fireworks that you're lighting up internally because of those successes. So make sure that when you are shifting your reality, that you're actually giving yourself credit, that you feel good about, even if it's just a small shift, but that shift is really something that is building the momentum that will bring more and greater shifts to you.
You know, one of the things that that I think is really great to sort of reflect upon is, you know, I can't help but thinking back of, you know, this is our 10th anniversary, and I can't help but thinking back to 10 years ago where I was in my life. And I have to tell you, Dr. Friedemann, 10 years ago, I was not in, what do they call it? I was not in my happy space. I was not in my happy space 10 years ago. As a matter of fact, you know, my view of the world didn't have much light in it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't exactly sure where I was going. Just finished my doctorate. Didn't want to go back into corporate world. As Linda would say, I was floundering. And it's interesting at that point of floundering, I had a vision though. And that's when I created Crust Busting. And something happened. I didn't have a crystal clear idea of what I wanted to do, but I did have a crystal clear idea that I wanted to reach 1 million people and help them live life full out. And I held on to that, you know, despite the people around me saying, you're not going to do that. There's no way you can do that. And this was before radio had showed up in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how do we hold on to a vision that feels so right for us? I mean, here you are. Fear and Anxiety Solution, you had to have a vision around that. Best-selling book, now's won 2 awards. Now you're in Oprah Magazine. You had to have some vision of that dream for yourselves. And there might have been a lot of people around you, Dr. Friedemann, or not, saying, wait a minute, you know, you're never really going to make it in that field.
Well, yeah, and many people also said, you know, but publishing a book is these days really impossible, and it will not be something that, you know, will be successful. There's definitely, and, you know, again, this is like this inner voice that we talked about before, this inner naysayer that is actually just trying to protect us from the hurt of disappointment and the hurt of rejection. And that part of us needs to definitely be also reassured that, you know, we are able to reach these goals. And even if there will be some failures, we can learn from them. There is no real failure. There are only the opportunities for us to actually grow from it and to change our approach so that we next time going to succeed in whatever we are looking for. So, you know, there is something that never your and my path and most people that, you know, have been, you know, going towards their bigger dreams would say it's a straight line. I mean, it is going in curves, and it's sometimes feeling like almost more than a detour. It goes into dead ends, or it goes into, you know, maybe steps back. But what's important is that you're not, and that sounds kind of counterintuitive, what I said before, what's important is that you don't only associate or identify yourself with this bigger vision. You have to bring yourself also back into the present. You know, you have to also say, you know, this is a vision. I'm going to get there. But right now, I'm also focusing on what I have now, what's important to me in this moment. And this is where gratitude is such a game changer when it comes to creating the reality.
Yep.
You know, sometimes we can be so obsessed with our bigger visions that the longer we are waiting, the more we get disappointed and the more we are wasting our energy along the way. So keep that compass in the right direction, but also focus on really what is in this moment. And I think that's sometimes, you know, actually the best thing you can do to recenter yourself, to really collect yourself, either when you get overly excited or when you feel like, oh, this is so far, how do I get there? Just bringing yourself back through a little, you know, like a rampage of gratitude, and just allow yourself to think about those things that are good and well right now. It really can create something that's, you know, more like an inner peace. And, you know, it's so much easier to reach your goals when you are actually at a place of contentment than when you are in a place of, you know, feeling empty or feeling like, you know, too eager to get there. Mm-hmm. So that's certainly something that I personally along the way had to do many times, because I'm certainly a very driven and ambitious person. So I had to hold myself back, and I had to remind myself life is happening now. And it's not something that, you know, you can just postpone and postpone and postpone until you reach this goal.
I love this. I mean, you know, I know you and I have talked about this a lot of times. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, what happens in those moments that are darkest for us in our lives. Catherine Ponder calls it chemicalization, you know, a process where, you know, we're clearing a lot of things out. We're breaking through a lot of things, because that's your program, the breakthrough. But most importantly, you know, in those moments where it seems like it is the darkest, it doesn't take much, you know, to literally, you know, shine a light. I mean, and I know this, and you know this, after every really dark cloud in my life, something extraordinary has happened. But only if I was willing to do what it would take for that to happen. And it's not always been hard. It is exactly like you just said, getting to that place of peace so you can hear the inner voice that says, don't hang up, even though it is a wrong phone number. Those
right.
kinds of things. Dr. Friedman, I want to ask you one last question. What's your personal message? Thank you so much. It's great to chat with you.
Well, you know, I think my personal message is that we all have the ability to create the reality that we want, but we also have the ability to right now be in a place of gratitude and appreciation for the reality that we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a matter of this choosing what we give attention to. And in that regard, you know, something we haven't talked about, would be a whole other show, There are also reality boundaries that we have to set. What information do you want to let into your reality? What do you
right.
want to have also blocked out? Because it's not something that you want to give any energy or attention to. It just, you know, distracts you or maybe deflates you. That's another thing that I think is important as we are creating our reality.
That's our next show, Reality Boundaries. Myth or magic?
Perfect.
Thank you, Dr. Friedman. Thank you so much. Give out your 800 number for people that would love a free consultation.
It's 866-903-6463 or 866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D.
All beautiful. Dr. Friedman Chalb, everyone, go check it out, cellularwisdom.com or thefearandanxietysolution.com or go to O Magazine. He is absolutely in there as well. I am going to get my copy on the way home. Thank you, Dr. Friedman.
Thank you so much.
All right, everyone. We're going to take a shorty as usual, and we'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show and on Transformation Talk Radio.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. transformationtalkradio.com.